Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike D'Attilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Well, now that daylight savings time has ended, we can use Yogi Berra's great quote that it gets late early here. And it got late for the Saints very early as well. You know, I've been one of those beating the drum for the dismissal of Dennis Allen that it dates back all the way to the game against Tampa two seasons ago on Monday night.
Yeah. Big John, you were beating that drum last year. Allen got to go.
I think there's a hole in the drum at this point. And look, let me just say, it was never personal. I thought the guy was a nice man, a good man. And I believe, like Gail Bettson, that, you know, he was an excellent coordinator and was a valuable part of the Saints organization. And Dennis Allen had a lot of class in parting from the Saints, far more class than Michael Thomas had, let's just say that. But, you know, guys, the business of the game is winning. And Dennis Allen simply did not have the requisite skills as a head coach to go for the kill shot when it came to winning games. I mean, Sean Payton had plenty of faults, and there's no denying that. But, you know, he had that, you know, that extra set of cojones or whatever you want to call it to do whatever it was to put the opponent away, and he was able to translate that to the players most of the time. Now for me, look, it's one thing to be a critic of a coaching regime, all right? But, you know, the big question is, now what? Okay, what's next? And my own amateur opinion from a fan's perspective is that Mickey Loomis cannot be part of the process by which the next coach is selected, and that there needs to be a new general manager in the front office. And I take great note of the fact that when this decision was made today, and I read all the releases on everything, it didn't come from Mickey Loomis. It came from Gail Bettson right up at the top. And that tells me that there are more changes on the horizon. And then my final point is this. Now the Saints, you know, are the second team to have, you know, jettisoned a head coach. And this gives the Saints the lead over other teams who might be, you know, thinking of firing their head coach and putting together a list of potential head coaches. And what I want to see as a fan, okay, who's pissed off, like Darren Rizzi says, I want a true search for a head coach. I don't think anybody in the Houdat Nation wants a retread of a coach or someone from the good old boy circuit, okay? You know, Darren Rizzi turns around the team and say, win six out of the next eight. Well, he gets to be on the list, but I don't want him anointed head coach. I want to see a real, true search for a head coach, the same way when we did with Sean Payton back in 2006.
Now, you know, Big John, would you say, because that's names that we're familiar with, so it might be a name that you're not familiar with. The hottest coach is obviously the offensive coordinator with the Lions.
Ben Johnson.
Yeah, Ben Johnson, but talk about have leverage.
Man, and you he's going to have his choice where he wants to go.
And you let the Lions win in anything. But what would you say, I don't know, he's arguably the greatest professional coach ever. Look at all the Super Bowls, Bill Belichick.
Never.
Never. Okay,
never.
You'd say never. How about, because he's very Dan Campbell-like, how about the old Titans coach?
Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel. What about him? Would you consider him a retread coach? Or
he is a retread coach.
Yeah. So,
But
he won with the Titans.
He won. They were number one seed and didn't live up to expectations to go to the Super Bowl.
And then Tannehill spit the bit.
But he still had him at the number one seed. So you're hoping or taking the approach that some Houdat Nation members would take that same approach. That the next head coach, I'm going to have to read up on him because he will not be familiar to me.
And Big John, Mickey Loomis is going to have a say, a major say, on who the next head coach of this football team is.
Unless he's not there.
He's always going to be there, Big John. No. He's always going to be there. He is part of the structure of what's going to happen after Gail Benson.
He's in the will. You know how you say you always want to be in the will? He's in the will on Mr. Benson's last days. And Ms. Gail, the trust factor, Dennis Schlauscher, Mickey Loomis, Greg Bensel. Those cats will be as long as they want to be part of the Saints. Now, their roles might change, but they're going to always be part of the Saints.
And I think Mickey Loomis is always going to oversee football operations. He's always going to oversee
that. So Mike, what I suggested is
similar to Rich McKay in Atlanta.
Because I said that at Rouse's in Biloxi on Saturday.
Yes.
That Rich McKay, all of a sudden, Arthur Blank, the trust factor there, that Rich McKay, he's a big part of what Atlanta does. But, okay. But Fondo's running the team as a general manager.
Okay, you think Arthur Blank selected Terry Fontenot?
No.
That came from Rich McKay. He's the one who said, man, you ought to take a look at this guy. Look what he has done in New Orleans. And he set that up. Does he have day-to-day operations? Probably not. But he is in Arthur Blank's ear.
So
constantly.
And that's what you're saying. I don't know if liaison's the right thing. And you go to the owners' meetings and all that. That Mickey Loomis, if he does, I don't know, it's a different type role, that if we do have a new general manager, Big John, then Mickey Loomis is going to hire that guy.
Exactly. That's not going to change,
and
Big John.
That's fine with me. That's fine with me that he would hire the new general manager. But I think we know that Mickey Loomis's football experience is not exactly, like Bill Pullian was at Indianapolis. I mean, he's more of the numbers guy. He's more of he knew how to find money and create space in the cap and things like that. But as far as a general manager who selects a head coach, I think there's a certain point where they tell Mickey to stand aside and say, you can hire the GM and then get out of the way.
Well, I could see that happen. But when you compare, you brought up Bill Pullian, I didn't. When you look at the all-time winningest general managers in NFL history, okay, I look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, so Bill Pullian is fifth in NFL history as the most successful general managers. Mickey Loomis is 9. Now, he's just right behind Ozzie Newsom. We all know Ozzie Newsom was all loyal to Art Modell when the Browns moved to Baltimore and became the Baltimore Ravens.
And Steve Bisciotti.
Well,
he was loyal to him.
No, and I should say, I got that wrong. Mickey Loomis is actually ahead of Ozzie Newsom.
Yeah.
So Mickey would be 8th, Bill Pullian's 5th, and Ozzie Newsom 9th. Yeah, no. Okay, that's not an opinion. That's a number of winning percentage, the games that they've been the general manager. Now you might say, well, Mickey Loomis is riding on Sean Payton and Drew Brees' coattails. Well, who you think brought Sean Payton on board to the Saints after Jim Haslett? That was Mickey Loomis. And then the combination of Sean and Mickey, then they bring in Drew Brees in. So that's why, listen, you can't say that And I'm not saying Mickey's smart enough. Maybe you hired the right guy. Maybe it didn't work out with Dennis Allen. But like Mike said, he will have an input. He's going to have an input.
Always going to have an input.
Big John, I can tell you this. Mickey Loomis is probably better thought of, if that's the right term, around the nation, around the NFL, than he is only in his own backyard at home. From a national perspective, national people who don't know the Saints business all the time, they look at Mickey Loomis, they look at him like, yeah, no, he's one of the top general managers. Maybe they got this info that I got. But they look at him, and they appreciate what more Mickey Loomis has done than even here in the Gulf, South Gulf Coast, or New Orleans.
And he is connected to every agent in this league.
Yeah, you're
every
around,
agent.
You're around like for two decades plus.
You're connected.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Big John. Appreciate the call, bud.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Matt and Metairie. Matt, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Thanks for having me, guys. I look at, and as y'all were going down the line of possible coaches, as much as Belichick has done, I get it, but at the same time, I look at that in comparison to like a Ditka hire.
Like, agree.
It may be.
Celebrity head coach.
Yeah, get everybody excited and get them wrapped up into a frenzy. But when it comes down to actually execution and building, at this point, this is what I feel like. I feel like we have to hit. We have to hit on the next head coach. We have to hit on draft because we haven't. And in this draft, you got to trade back. Everybody's talking about, oh, get this person, get, you know, one person away.
Hey, no, that's doubt. A great point. We're not one person away. We need like two, if not three.
You need to accumulate picks. And back to Belichick. Think of this. All across the board. But, Matt, think of this with Belichick. And he's probably he is the most successful NFL coach over the last 25 years. Well, but look at his drafts in New England. And he was overseeing scouts. General manager, because he was the general manager, that director of college scouting. I can't tell you how many guys that worked there would say the same thing. He got one interview this offseason, one, with Arthur Blank. And he was telling Arthur all the good stuff that he did, and I can work with others. No, he couldn't. He wants complete control of football operations, and nobody's going to hand those keys over to him today.
No one.
Absolutely.
Mike, what about like the Jaguars and Khan or something?
Doug's in a lot of trouble. I think Doug Peterson's in a lot of trouble.
Because, yeah, you can name a few. I'll tell you, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. I would be shocked, though, if Bill Belichick doesn't get another opportunity.
Bob, I don't think he will.
You don't think he will?
I don't think he will.
That's going to like frustrate him if he can't get and surpass.
Because he's so close.
To beat Don Shula, the winningest coach ever.
Thanks,
Mike. Can I get your take on a couple of things? What do you think? And this is—I'm just thinking of—and I've looked at the tackles in the draft, and to me, nobody—the film doesn't pop off the board. I feel like the tackles they get, from what I've seen, the highest ranked ones, they get washed out kind of like a Trevor Penning. Now, what do you think about the two guards from Georgia? We're talking about Tate. And Dylan, those are some big bruisers.
Big
and
men.
I feel like you can get them in the later rounds.
Can. They won't be first round picks.
Absolutely. And develop them.
Now, both big guys, both excel in running, run blocking. Where they need some work is pass protection. And both of them have feet issues where, and they need more experience. I think that's the one thing with both of them. Huge men can move the pile, but they need more experience at the collegiate level. But, you know, man, at Georgia, it's a lot of sort of 1 year as a starter, and I'm going to the NFL.
Well, speaking of Mike and Matt going to the NFL, you know, we get really the Hoodat Nation excited because it'll be part of history. You know, I brought up Bill Belichick. Everyone knows Bill Belichick. But we had this last night on the postgame show. We ain't going to do that the rest of the year. We won't do that next year. And then Arch Manning. Can you imagine Archie Manning's grandson would be the quarterback of the Saints? You want to get everybody fired up. Now, I don't know what would happen if that'd be a good thing or pressure. But you get, we get Arch Manning in a Saints uniform? What? That's like a movie. That's really like a movie.
Another guy that's going to get brought up in the conversation, Aaron Glenn, who was one time in this facility with the Saints, and now he's the defensive coordinator with the Detroit Lions.
Yep, and
he's going to get, I guarantee you, he'll get an interview.
Well, he'll get an interview, but to me, the Lions' defense is not good enough. I mean, Aaron Glenn knows football. He played 14 years. He's highly talented. But that
Ben Johnson's going to be the guy.
Yeah, no. That's
everybody's going to go
after. The Lions' offense. But Aaron Glenn, to me, that's a black version of Dennis Allen, maybe with a little more emotion, and he can relate more to the black players. I'm just keeping it real.
And he played in the NFL.
No, he played 14
Lord.
Years.
That's a long time.
Aaron Glenn's a Texas A&M Aggie, yeah. just like
Coach Allen.
Then Aggie.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.